Welcome back to the clubhouse here in the McAdoo studios. Danny Noakes, Chris Barnhart, and Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline with you for all of hour number two. Going to be a lot of fun here as we transition to spring football. Follow Chris Coleman on Twitter at ChrisColemanTSL. I mentioned we talk a lot about defense today, Chris, and there's been a lot of talk about the defensive line in particular this week. I've read some stuff that you wrote and that our buddy Andy Bitter from the Roanoke Times wrote. At defensive tackle, you're Coach Fuente and Coach Foster losing Luther Maddie and Corey Marshall. You lose a combined 23 sacks between those two guys. But the good thing is they've got Woody Barron and Nigel Williams right there to fill in the gap. And although neither guy is incredibly experienced, Woody Barron had a couple of nice games last year, and he's having an impressive spring from what we're hearing from Bud Foster.
Yeah, I mean, they're experienced enough. I mean, I think he started 7 career games. Nigel Williams has started 10 career games. Mm-hmm. They've both played in 30-plus career games. I think they got plenty of experience. I feel good about the defensive tackle position, despite losing those two guys from last year. I even feel pretty decent about the depth. I think, you know, Ricky Walker is a former four-star recruit who redshirted last year. He'll be a redshirt sophomore. I think he'll be ready to roll. Steve Sobczak played well last year in a limited role. I like what I've seen from him, from what little bit we've been able to see over the last couple of years. Obviously, Tim Settle. He's a big boy who can move. If he can get down to his goal, 330 pounds, which I think he can, mm-hmm. It's going to be tough to keep him off the field this year.
Right. He's at, what,
340 now?
40 right now?
Okay. What he told us last week, and he was 359 when he enrolled.
Yeah.
But he said one of the reasons he redshirted last year is because he was really having trouble taking the weight off. But he said when the new strength staff got here, they started working him out in January. Whatever it is about this new staff, mm-hmm. he's losing weight now, and he was not before.
Losing weight, I can't speak from experience, but I helped my younger brother lose a good amount of weight, and it's about habits. It's about changing your eating habits. And, and we've heard Bud Foster recycle a phrase that he used for another older Virginia Tech defensive lineman. Can't remember who it was.
Cordero Thompson.
There it is. Yeah. But that his family used gravy as a beverage, that type of thing. So, But Tim Settle, he's incredibly talented. You have to find a way to get that guy on the field because he's a little bit overweight right now. But when you get him down to a functional weight, he's quick, and I think he can be very disruptive.
I have high hopes for Tim Settle, and not just because of his talent level, but because of what I've seen him do both in the classroom and in the training room in the last year. You know, Virginia Tech got him. He had like 70 scholarship offers or something like that. He could have gone pretty much anywhere at one point. But if you notice his final five schools, it was like Virginia Tech and Washington State and Oklahoma State or something like that. Because most of the schools dropped off of him because they didn't think he was going to qualify. He looked like a long shot to qualify. Virginia Tech stayed on him, not necessarily because they thought there was a good chance he was going to qualify, because he was an in-state guy that they really wanted. And to his credit, he overcame all that and did qualify when nobody thought he would. And now he's losing weight when everybody questioned whether he would be able to do that. So I think Tim Settle shows that he has the fortitude to do things when people think he can't do it. And with that kind of work ethic he showed in the classroom to come back from the deficit he was in, and the type of work ethic he showed since January in dropping all this weight, I think the guy's combine all that with his talent level, I think the guy's got a really bright future.
Yeah, having to overcome an obstacle like that so early in your career that doesn't have to do with an injury, I think that says a lot about the kind of kid he is, and you certainly have high hopes for him. But going around the rest of the defensive line right now, we've got a question here coming in from Mark who wants to talk about the defensive ends. He wants to know, will Vinny Mahota start opposite of Kenny Canham at defensive end?
Yeah, he will at this point, I'm sure. He's an experienced guy, got plenty of reps last year. The only question I have about Vinny, and Bud brought this up the other day, is they still have some questions about him in space. You know, back in the day, Virginia Tech would go with a wide side defensive end, which they would call the stud, and a short side defensive end, which they would call the end. Well, recently, the last few years, they've been going left defensive end and right defensive end because you only have to teach one technique that way. I wonder if it wouldn't be better for them to go back to a stud end alignment with Mahota and just put him at the end spot and have him play on the short side of the field the entire time, rather than, you know, he could end up being on the wide side of the field quite a bit if he's playing either, you know, right end or left end or whatever it is he's been playing. I think he played left end last year. So he's probably playing left end again this year. I worry about him a little bit in space like that, and if it wouldn't be better for them to go back to the old stud end alignments. But if you do that, then you know everybody else, you have to start teaching them different techniques and everything like that. So I don't know. This is why they pay Charlie Wiles and Bud Foster the big bucks to figure out. But I think Vinny's a good football player. I wish he could play defensive tackle. I don't think he'll ever be a star at defensive end, but I think he'll be competent. I wish he had come up 10 years ago when Virginia Tech really used that end spot as opposed to the left end, right end stuff, and he could play on the short side of the field all the time, kind of like what John Engelberger used to do at defensive end for Virginia Tech. When Corey Moore was at stud, he was always on the wide side of the field. John Engelberger was always on the short side of the field. Really put those guys in situations that best fit their strengths.
Well, it sounds like that position, though, is the one right now that has Bud Foster the most concerned, if concerned is the right word. He's just looking at that position the most, and he keeps talking about how green they are, right, and how young. Also behind Kenny Canham and Vinny Mahota, you got Trevon Hill, Hushon Gaines. So, I mean, could we see – those are a couple of young guys right there. Could we see them working in at all?
I think that's your two deep right now.
Yeah.
I think Darius Fullwood is probably your fifth defensive end right now. He's a little bit behind those other – his fellow redshirt freshmen. Really like Trevon Hill for what I saw in high school. I think he's got a great motor, but he tore his ACL before he got to Virginia Tech. He's just now, you know, coming off that and everything. He'll be in the two deep this year, I think. Gaines, I really like his twitch, the way he can readjust his body. I really like both of them's frames. I know Tech fans like to complain about the size of our defensive ends.
Right.
I think these both guys, they'll play at over 250 before it's all said and done. They're both about 235 right now as redshirt freshmen, but by their time their career is over, they'll be 250 pounders and both really good players, I think. But they're young players right now. And that's always a concern. Maybe it's okay to have one redshirt freshman backup defensive end, but when both of them are redshirt freshmen and when one of your starters, Mahota, is a redshirt sophomore and you have questions about him on the wide side of the field, then, you know, that leaves you in a difficult spot. I think, you know, Seth Dooley will be back as a redshirt junior.
Right.
I don't know that he's ACC talent level. I just not 100% convinced that he is. I think those other guys have much higher ceilings than him.
If we could go back to last year for just a sec, there were incredibly high expectations for the defense going into last season, but you had Kenny Canham and Daddy Nicholas on the ends, and the defense largely underperformed from what we thought they would be at. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious because they did have a good bit of injuries, of course, at the cornerback position with Kendall, but also, you know, at the inside linebacker spot.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some on the defensive line too. So I wonder, you know, how much of that lack of success last season was due to injuries and how much of it was them just not playing well, and how are they fixing it here in the offseason?
Well, the injuries hurt them in the secondary a lot. That's the main place it hurt them. They had to play a lot of freshmen back there. And when you play freshmen, you can really only play man coverage, because if you're playing three freshmen in the secondary and you're doing a bunch of zone, you're going to give up big plays,
yeah.
But because they're going to make mental mistakes. Man coverage is a lot easier to teach. They're going to be in the right position most of the time. But, you know, they're still going to make mistakes and things like that, but not quite as many. But the best thing about Bud Foster is his ability to mix up his coverages. That's probably his greatest strength as a defensive coordinator. He wasn't able to use his greatest strength last year because he couldn't mix up his coverages, because it was too much for his young defensive backs to take on mentally at that stage of their careers. So I think that will be better this year as a result. And if Virginia Tech can get better linebacker play this year, then I think they'll have a much better defense than they had a year ago.
Yeah, but getting the young guys in there, though, even at the defensive back spot, I think – in the long run, will help those kids, right? Like Adonis Alexander getting in and playing a lot. They do have some youthful talent back there and some guys to look out for, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think moving Terrell Edmonds to Rover is a good move. That's where I always thought his best fit was. Adonis at boundary corner, long-term, could be a big move for him. Is, you know, a big-bodied cornerback who plays on the boundary, where Virginia Tech likes to play a lot of man coverage on that side of the field. I really think Mook Reynolds is the best cover guy on the team. I think he has natural football skills. I've always really liked Mook. I like him at the nickel spot. I think he might actually be the most improved guy. I thought he was pretty good last year, but I think he might end up being the most improved guy from last year to this year.
And we didn't even bring up a guy like Chuck Clark in that conversation, the leading tackler. I mean, he's going to have high expectations, going to be one of the leaders on that defense, I would expect. Right?
Oh, yeah, big time fan of Chuck. He's a versatile defensive back. He can play safety, corner, nickel. He can come up and tackle. He can cover. I've always been a big fan of his, and I think Mook has kind of taken the same path as Chuck Clark. He played a little bit at nickel as a freshman. Then he took over as a full time starter at nickel as a sophomore, just like Chuck Clark did his first 2 years. And then the plan for him right now is to take over at free safety in his third year, just like Chuck Clark did. So I see a lot of similarities between those two guys. I'm looking for Chuck Clark to finish off his career well this year, and he'll get drafted. I think his versatility makes him a valuable asset.
Well, we've got a lot more to get to here. We do have to go to a break. We'll finish up breaking down the defense here when we come back from the break, and we'll also go to the offensive side of the ball. So keep it locked right here to Super Sports 101.7.